Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, where do you want me to start? Again, it's what's happening in this country. The word in the Constitution, bring about the resolve. It's the same issues, different clowns in the circus of politics. Different decade. It's been going on for a long time. The American people are told day in and day out what the issues are. No one wants to bring about the resolve, yet they claim they want the resolve. Well, Bradley, you addressed this at the beginning of the week. Yes, I did. And I'm addressing it again today because the American people still haven't heard what it takes to actually bring about the resolve that they claim that they want. Isaiah 26, verse 9 tells us, when thy judgments are in the earth, that comes through the church, by the power of the Spirit, right? Not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Through his obedient church, what takes place? When his judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. How do you do that? You bring forth the law, you magnify the law against the crime, unto judgment, in establishing righteousness and judgment. In America, under God, who is the law? You are, Americans. You are the law. And if you fail to be the law, that's why we're seeing what we see today on a massive scale throughout the country. And it's not just America, friends. It's on a global basis. And the massive amount that comes across, the numbers are astronomical when it comes to those that claim to be Christians on a global basis. But even just a little tiny third, even a thousandth of those that profess to be Christians, if they were truly Christians, we wouldn't be in the situation that we are in today on a global basis. Just think about that. Again, it's a lack of Christianity. And nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself. So why are we in the predicament that we're in today? Is because apathy is adding strength to the tyrants. Because the tyrants are continuously controlling the narrative and driving the narrative, and the American people keep getting caught up into the same old, same old. Okay? And I'm going to show you a couple of those things right now. Some of the things that are going on in this country, friends, I guess maybe I should say it this way, with a question mark. What defines treason? Aiding and abetting the enemy, does that define treason? Yes, it does. A betrayal like a Judas to Jesus? Isn't that what politicians do all day long? They kiss us with their lies, and yet people don't know the word enough to understand that a flattering tongue worketh the soul to ruin. But faithful are the wounds of a friend, and the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. My goodness, friends, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. This isn't what you're hearing from the politicians. You're hearing from the politicians exactly what you want to hear. And now you're to the point where it's not what you want to hear anymore, but you still put up with it. That is an injustice as well. That makes you an accomplice to the crimes of the guilty before God and before man. and just ask foreign countries as to why they look to America still, because you're their last great hope, Americans, and they see you become a mockery and the laughingstock of the world, and I personally don't like it. Now, why did I say that? Well, folks, did you know that in 16 different states in the United States today? Did you know that 16 states, defining treason for you, here it is, 16 states, the governors have signed on to give illegals, not undocumented, illegals license to come into this country. They're giving them license, friends. Literally, driver's license. That's what they're giving them. On top of alluring them in through your welfare. That means your tax dollars. Welfare is unconstitutional, friends. Oh, Bradley, that's just not true. I seen it right at the beginning of the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. The welfare for and of the people is for what? The good of the people. That does not mean to steal from those that work and give to those that don't work. That does not mean steal tax dollars and raid the tax coffers and give to those that are here illegally. 16 governors in the United States of America today giving driver's license to illegals right in front of your faces, right under your noses. And the American people still don't understand the definition of what treason is. I just defined it for you. If that is not acting outside of their scope of authority, if that is not called overreaching on every level unconstitutionally, if that does not define criminal behavior, nothing, absolutely nothing does, friends. Oh, speaking of criminal behavior, I did want to show you this before we take our first break. Did you see this, friends? The conservative just reported that the Capitol Police Chief confesses January 6th was a total cover-up. Here, let me say that again. January 6th was a total cover-up, said the Capitol Hill police chief. In an interview with Tucker Carlson, CIA-controlled operative, former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun revealed his opinion that everything appears to be a cover-up in relation to the events of January 6th, 2021. But America, you already know that it's a cover-up. You already know that 350 of the 950 people that have been arrested by federal governments that are violating those people's First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, freedom of speech, doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. You know as well as I do, friends, January 6th is a complete fraud from start to finish, and it's an indictment against the American people through those that continuously follow Donald Trump. Remember, those that went to January 6th in Washington, D.C., they were first allured, then they were led, then they were entrapped, and then they were accused of the crimes of the paid provocateurs, FBI informants, and other D.C. police officers. You all the well know that. And yet there's 350 people that are in jail today for what the government could not prove. But it's interesting because when you look at the film, you can prove that they are guilty of the crimes that they are accusing the innocent of. Read Proverbs 17:15. Okay? Police Chief Stephen Sun revealed his opinion that everything appears to be a cover-up in relation to the events of January 6th. Is anybody tired of getting this information every day? Is anybody tired of hearing what the bad guys are continuously doing on a 24/7, 365-day a year basis? Yeah, me too. Me too, folks. It's not that your backs are going to be up against the wall. Your backs are up against the wall. There's no more room to kick the can down when it comes to the road, friends. Look what they're willing to do. This is totalitarianism, and it's un-American at every given step.
Brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on Sons of Liberty Media. .com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Listen carefully, friends. Tell me who this sounds like, okay? Jeremiah 5:28. Jeremiah was raised up by the Lord to go to the King's Gate, the government, and he was also raised up to do what? To go to the church gate. To do what? To rebuke them. For what? What they've tolerated. And chapter 5, verse 28, it tells us they are waxen fat. They didn't think they had a need of the Lord any longer. Okay? They shine, so they think. Yeah. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. And they judge not the cause of those that they need help. Concerning those that they need help. And they don't get it. And whose responsibility is that? People just act like in this country someone else will take care of it. Nope. And again, I've said this a million times and I'll say it again, friends. I say that a lot. Because it's not tedious for me to repeat things that I say. Because men need to be told things twice. Jacob, Jacob. Isaac, Isaac. Moses, Moses. Abraham, Abraham. Samuel, Samuel. Right? In America, men need to be told 1,000 times. That's why I continuously reiterate the points that I reiterate here. Americans act like someone else is going to do it for them. They are, but it's not the people that you want doing it for you. That's the problem. And that's what we're talking about right now. I just highlighted the fact that there's a leaked video. Capitol Hill police chief confesses January 6th was a total cover-up. Anybody tired of that yet? Where's the justice? What do you hear all the establishment clowns in the circus of politics? What do you hear them doing? You hear them adhering to the narrative that the mainstream media and the useful idiots are giving under the dictates of the Mockingbird media. That's what you're hearing. That's all you're hearing. And what else are you hearing about today, friends? Outside of the 1,000 other presidential candidates that are available for you to choose from, who are you hearing from? The ones that they want you to hear from. The ones that they want you to hear from. And speaking of driving the narrative, you all seen this, right? the mainstream media out there just, hey, folks, when I'm telling you something, I'm telling you, and I say it to my wife all the time, I don't care what everybody else says, what everybody else thinks. I'm telling you, the anointing that abides in me teaches me all things, and I need no man teach me anything, 1 John 2:21. I'm telling you, when he shares something with you in discernment, you're right. Why? It's not that you're establishing your own righteousness. You're right as you hear, you judge. Isn't that what Jesus said? That's exactly what he did. He judged according to what he heard. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We hear. To those that have ears to hear, why did Jesus say that? Well, Bradley, he doesn't do that anymore. No, he doesn't do that, and he never has done that for the disobedient, but he already told you that. But to those that obey was given the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32, and the gifts of the Holy Ghost have never changed. They're still in operation. I'm talking about the gifts of prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues, healings, miracles. The list goes on. The list goes on. He hasn't changed. I mean, how many times has the Lord told us he has not changed? Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. What else comes to my aid? Hebrews 13:8, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he hasn't changed, who's changed? We're to change according to his word, friends. The word's not going to change according to what we want and how we think it should be. And that applies to everything in our life. And those that are born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, know that he still, and knows that he still does bear witness to the truth. Read 1 John chapter 5. Read the whole of it. Speaking of driving the narrative and parroting the narrative, what I was teeing that up for was the fact that when I tell you about a Ron DeSantis 3 years ago, and I told you that they were going to tip him off, and they are teeing him up to be the president. Hey, folks, you can go ahead and doubt me all that you want. But when that time comes and we're there, and I stand back and I say, there he is. I told you 3 years ago, you didn't listen. Now here he is. What have they been doing over the last 3 years with Ron DeSantis? They've been trying to make him out as a patriot, as one that fights for the rights of the people. Absolutely not. He's Bush's man. He's CIA controlled. Go to Health Impact News and type in Ron DeSantis and watch the videos of the fruit of that criminal. And I warned the American people after the pandemic not to go to Florida. It's a honey trap. Why? Because I read HB 2006, which tells us, friends, that Ron DeSantis, as he's sitting there attacking Joe Biden and doing nothing more and nothing less, playing right along with the game, filling the seats by driving the fight, right in the narrative to the fight. That's how you fill the seats, promote the fight. That's what politicians do all day long. Does nothing but attack Joe Biden. I seen it right there. They're going to tee him up. And sure enough, as he's sitting there decrying Joe Biden for the pandemic and the crisis that was created, what was he doing? He was giving power over to the Department of Health in Florida to go ahead and quarantine and vaccinate at will. But yet, what is the media doing? Oh, they're saying, look at how he's standing against the vaccine. Look at that bad guy. Look what he's doing. No, they were promoting him. They weren't demoting him. They were promoting him. People haven't figured this one out yet. Look at Donald Trump. Same exact thing. And that's the point I'm going to make in just a moment. Americans, don't go to Florida. It's a honey trap. Americans, don't go to Kristi Noem State because she's a blatant lying politician. Don't go to South Dakota because it's a honey trap. I shared with you this last week how she is. They're telling people that South Dakota is hiring. I'm sorry. Don't these people work for us? I didn't know that we work for them. Don't these people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people? Hey, folks, how they've sold her is the same way they sold Ron DeSantis. And 3 years ago, I told you they're going to push the two of them. Am I right? 3 years ago, I told you they were going to do this. Am I right? And it's not one of those I told you so's. It's, folks, we need to listen when this first comes out. The Holy Ghost leads us, Romans 8:14. And if he doesn't, then don't listen to a thing that's said. Here's the point I want to make before this break. Ron DeSantis, paying the piper. Tim Brown, by the way, is highlighting his narrative. and how he's a part of the problem. You all know, by the way, Ron DeSantis was just out in Israel signing anti-hate legislation not too long ago, right? Does anybody think that's a little odd? I didn't know that Ron DeSantis was the governor of Israel. I thought he was the governor of Florida. What's he doing in Israel signing anti-hate legislation for? Americans. He's a globalist. Again, look who's promoting him. Now, this is what I wanted to say. Ron DeSantis said Trump's 2020 election claims are completely false. Okay? He said, absolutely. Joe Biden won the election. Who else would say that but someone that was told to go ahead and confirm the narrative that has been driven? As if to suggest anybody believes Joe Biden is there by the votes of 80 million people, when in fact, again, how many times did we show this, friends, that during the time of the presidential kick, when they were on the campaign trail, how many times was it that Joe Biden went out on the campaign trail and not one person showed up on camera? Not one person showed up in support of Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. How many times has Joe Biden been busted for fraudulently adding to his Twitter account, where they found that 11 million votes, just like Hillary Clinton, just like Barack Hussein Obama? Folks, don't you understand? It's all predicated on fraud. They just trust that you're going to believe their lies. And the problem is they know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth. And now here we have Ron DeSantis stepping up, showing his allegiance to this allegiance of hell, folks. And Isaiah 28, verse 18, and he said he completely rejects Donald Trump's 2020 elect claims that there was voter fraud. He said, no, 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 no. Donald Trump lost. Joe Biden won. In an exclusive interview with the Useful Idiots over at NBC News, the Florida governor made his most definitive comments that Trump did not win in 2020. Regardless if anybody shows up to his campaign speeches or not, it doesn't matter. But DeSantis is showing you exactly what I was talking about yesterday. He's an establishment guy. Okay? He gave his most definitive comments that Trump did not win in 2020. No, hey, folks, there's no difference between Trump and Biden. Joe Biden's the president, he said. What is he saying? He's confirming the narrative. Anybody bothered by this? Hey, folks, every single governor in our union has sold you out. Look at the last 3 years and tell me different. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We'll be right back. USA News Update. Storm cleanup continues today in the eastern part of the U.S. after strong thunderstorms trekked across the region Monday. In Maryland, Governor Wes Moore says what he saw last night was his state at its best.
A Maryland who works together, a Maryland who comes together as one team and with one mission. And because of those people, last night lives were saved.
Thousands of people across the eastern U.S. remain without power. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is making changes to his presidential campaign team. He's bringing in his longtime chief of staff, James Uffmeyer, to serve as his new presidential campaign manager. He'll replace Jenera Peck, who will stay on as a senior advisor. Credit card balances in the U.S. have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever. The New York Federal Reserve reports total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. Fed researchers say inflation and higher levels of consumption contributed. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Tom calling in from Tennessee. What say you, brother from another mother?
Not much. A lot of craziness going on in Tennessee these days. We're ground zero in the fight for the Second Amendment. But that's not why I called in. But everybody should be aware of that. You know, ground zero. You know, with Bill Lee and red flag laws and Second Amendment under attack down here in Tennessee. I just wanted to get your take on where do you think they're taking us to? What are they setting us up for the 2024 election? You know, what what atom bomb are they going to drop on us this time?
Well, first of all, I want to say what you were just talking about in Tennessee there. You're in the Bible Belt, which is crazy that we're even having this conversation, Tom. But remember what Noah Webster said, the supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws, like take away your Second Amendment. That was the whole reason the Second Amendment was given, because the whole body of the people are armed. This was Noah Webster. Our forefathers established those God-given rights for the very purpose of having to stand in the gap between you and tyranny. And that day has come, and we're seeing this all across the United States of America. I mean, I'd be pretty bothered by what's going on here. I mean, if the governors aren't trying to force quarantine the American people, that doesn't work, then they'll just hand over power to agencies that are unconstitutional. If that doesn't work, they already know their objectives to disarm the American people. And then when that doesn't work, what do? They just frontally assail you, and that's exactly what they're doing right now. But the reason that they haven't up to this point is because we are an armed people, and I just want to remind everybody listening, that is why we are an armed people. It has nothing to do with hunting. It has everything to do with what our forefathers taught us over 250 years ago in giving us the Second Amendment in case the government turns tyrannical. That's why we're an armed people. There's a reason there's 393.3 million weapons in the hands of 329.5 million people in this country. So that aside, there's no question about it. They're just driving us to the same old, same old. They're giving us the same options. I mean, here, I got it right in front of me, Tom. What, on the left, which doesn't exist constitutionally, there is no Democratic Party. We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. The options are, again, treasonous Joe. Okay, and then we have Williamson and then Kennedy, okay? And then when you look at the good guys, the people that are being sold to us as the good guys, it's the same old. Donald Trump, Nikki Haley, Ramaswamy, Hutchinson, Elder, Scott. The list goes on. Ron DeSantis, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, and then three others. Okay, what about the other 1,000 candidates that are available for us? Go to Ballotpedia, and you'll see that there's over 1,000 other individuals that we can pick from.
Really?
Yes, there's over 1,000 different candidates.
I have it right on my phone. I need to go check that out.
Yep. I got it up on my screen if you're watching me on social media platforms, Tom. It is ballotpedia.org. Presidential candidates 2024. There's over 1,000 different candidates, just like the last cycle, and they're only telling us, and they're only driving the narrative of those that they want us to pay attention to. So you're going to get more of the same. If people don't awake to how they're being played, and going back to the Communist Manifesto of what Stalin said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, until they understand that 90% of the narrative that's being driven on us is a controlled narrative, they're going to get more of the same, and it's just going to keep going down the road that it's going right now, and it's not good.
But that's too many choices for me, Bradley. I would have to investigate, and there's no R or D telling me which one is what they stand for universally, right?
Which
they don't really stand for.
Yep. I mean, that's my take. I mean, I can have a whole show on this, and I highlight this quite a bit because I want people to be educated as to their options. Tom, I'm on social media platforms right now, and when I play this piece, and I just did it last week again, I can literally scroll for about 5 minutes with all the names on there that you've never heard of before.
Yeah.
There's tons of them, and it tells you nonpartisan, it tells you Democratic Party, Libertarian Party, the People's Party, Republican Party, it goes on, independents, it tells you exactly who they are, and the objective for us is to know who we're voting for, but if we're not even given the options, how can we investigate? And that's why you got radio shows like mine, Tom, trying to get you outside of the box that everybody's complaining about.
I like to think that, you know, I'm kind of informed, but I am constantly, even at this point, this age that I am, and just progression, still having aha moments, because like Ramaswamy, he had me sold for like 2 weeks. I was like, oh wow. And then I started looking at his handlers. I mean, I'm not like making this just pick on a candidate, I'm just using this as an example in my own personal experience recently, and I'm like, wow, he almost had me. And then I start looking at his handlers and the interviews that he does. I'm like, he's nothing different than the typical neocon, you know?
That's exactly what they are. And to be honest with you, they're actors. And they know exactly what they're a part of. And the fact of the matter is they want you to believe that whatever they say to you is true until you begin to judge them, like you said, by what they have done and what they have produced concerning their fruit, Matthew 7:16. And then once you begin to see that, it's almost like, whoa. You know, they're not going to put people up that they want you to choose that you're not going to like. That's why they give you a Joe Biden, right? And that's or a Hillary Clinton or a Barack Hussein Obama. And then every once in a while, what they'll do is they'll just cast them in your T2, and then they'll tell you, like, Joe Biden had 80 million votes. And I don't know if you were listening, but we have played video after video of Joe Biden on the campaign trail with Kamala Harris, where literally not one person showed up. But you're supposed to believe them when they tell you that 80 million people voted him in. I mean, it's that messed up. It really is. And the problem is, and I said it a couple minutes ago, these people know how to lie better than the American people know how to tell the truth. And if that wasn't true, then why are we in the position that we're in today?
Yeah.
So, did that help?
Is it just tribalism that we go, you know, we go with these... with these candidates and these parties that don't even represent the platform that they have in writing that they're supposed to follow, right? Like the Republican Party, do they follow anything that's in their platform that they're supposed to?
No. Here's the deal. I want you to think of this, okay? Because I do this when I have politicians on the show with me. What's the difference between the right and the left? There isn't, because both sides, right, they're both unconstitutional. Again, we're a constitutional republic. Now, listen to this. So when I talk to a politician, I ask him, so what those on the left side of the aisle, as you call them, sir, did they not put their hand on the Bible and swearing to uphold the enumerated laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God as well, as what those on the right side of the aisle did? See, they have convinced the American people that when the right's in position, or incumbent, that they're a government unto themselves. And then when the left's in position, right, as they call it, then they're a government unto themselves. But here it is, Tom, and this will bring closure to everything. They're both sides are supposed to uphold the law, and there's only one law, and there's only one lawgiver. So how is it that we now have 101 party affiliations? Because Americans didn't read the Constitution, and now they're being overrun by a bunch of what? Clowns in the circus of politics. Period. There's no, if the right was doing the right thing, Tom, there wouldn't be a left. There wouldn't be a left. And
right.
It's just that simple.
An opposition. Right.
That's right. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Mark 3:25. Thank you for the phone call. Totally appreciate it. We got Suzanne calling in from Washington. Hey, Suzanne, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Bradley?
I'm doing good. Just staying on top of my game as usual, and then some.
Yeah, for sure. Now I kind of lost my train of thought. I was listening to the other phone call.
That's okay.
But I just want. Yeah, no, it's good. I was just going to say all these. I've seen your ballotpedia, and the sad thing is you'll never see those people on a ballot because they've got the next one picked out for us.
That's right.
And what's so frustrating to me, as always, is the people are so asleep, and I really believe that there's a spirit of deep sleep, and I'm taking this from Isaiah, that God has poured out upon them a spirit of deep sleep and closed their eyes in righteous judgment to punish them for their loving darkness rather than light, their loving sleep. And
Amen. It's
just frustrating because, you know, I can talk till my face falls off about the truth, and no one will listen. Ron DeSantis is just a joke. They're all actors. You said it exactly right. There is no righteous man running there, and if there were, you're not going to see them.
Yep.
And it's like, when are the people going to all arise at one time for righteous judgment against these people?
Yep.
I just keep asking myself that question over and over again. I don't see it. People look at me like I've lost my mind. You know, they give me, you know, oh, if you don't vote for this person, you must love this person. It's so ignorant and pathetic and stupidity and idiotic. And I could just keep going on and on down the list of words. But it's frustrating. And, you know, anyway, I was just kind of ranting again. But,
No. We're totally good. You know, can I respond to that? Because in a nutshell, Roosevelt said back in the 30s, presidents are not elected, they're selected. How much worse today? And yet they won't listen to that. And I really do fear for this country, because not only is it already raining judgments, but the Lord promised that he would bring it seven times worse in Leviticus 26 if they would not correct themselves or reprove themselves.
Right.
America's going on with a brazen forehead, daring the justice of God, and I don't believe that we've seen anything yet. We're going into more of this, and if we're going to keep submitting ourselves to tyrants and bowing our knees to tyrants, we're never going to see the God of heaven the way that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. I got about 10 seconds. It's all yours, Suzanne.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Bradley. I think it's pretty much a done deal, and it's really sad. There's no repentance, no prayer, no nothing.
Amen. Thank you for the call. Totally appreciate it. There's going to be repentance, but it's going to be too late for many people. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Just seeing online where some of my friends on social media platforms were saying that some people had moved to Florida, and then once they got there, because they didn't listen, then they started to complain about what was going on with DeSantis. What the mainstream media tells you, friends, look the other direction. Look the other direction. Because they're selling you, the clowns in the circus of politics, to further solidify their alliance to create a new world order. And guess what? There's no better way than to do it by doing it, friends, than to just, I don't know, drop the borders on the north and the southern walls and the borders and just let them come in. As a matter of fact, don't just let them come in, but allure them in. Wait. That's not enough neither, because what they want to do then is, like I said earlier, they want to go ahead and give illegals their driver's license. Hey, here, listen to this. 16 states, not just one. Here, I'm going to give you the definition. In the U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 3, it is what's going on. By the way, in the 50s, was it Truman or Eisenhower, Operation Wetback? Hang on. What they did is they seen all the illegals coming over into America. And what they did is they rounded them up and sent them back. It was called Operation Wetback. July 15th, 1954, They had rounded up all the illegals, and they sent them back to where they came from. Pretty crazy, yeah? What are they doing now? Well, they're just welcoming them in. They're alluring them in. Why? Here, I want to tell you why. Because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. And the problem they're having is even the illegals that come over here, they want to live the American dream too. And so therefore, they're adhering to our way of lifestyle. And what they see the president do or what he's allowed to do, they stand up against him and say, we don't want that, as if they have a say-so here in the first place. There was like 250,000 people during the recall of Gavin Newsom, little pansy over there in California. And it was interesting, the little communist was being recalled, and they received like hundreds of thousands of more votes needed to recall him. And then they asked the ones that were here illegally in California. And I believe there's like over 250,000 illegals in that state alone that said they wanted Gavin Newsom recalled. just food for thought, right? Just food for thought. Who was the president during that time? Hang on. I'm just trying to... This is live radio, friends. And I want to make clear that you get the right information here. Yeah, it was Eisenhower. Okay, I wasn't sure if it was Truman or Eisenhower. Okay, so during that time, they rounded them up and they sent them back. They didn't want them here. Now they're alluring them in. And I'm highlighting right now how Changing America, TheHill.com reported, 16 states are allowing, notice the semantics here, notice the wordplay, 16 states are allowing undocumented migrants to obtain driver's license. Forget about what they're bringing with them. But I want you to pay attention to, not the illegals here, I want you to pay attention to those that are alluring the illegals to come into America. Who is it? The politicians. Then let me ask you the next question. Who's allowing the politicians to allure the illegals into America, thus endangering you and your family's lives? You are. Because the line is drawn in the sand by we the people. Because we the people are the government. Article 3, Section 3. Listen, learn something today, friends. A person is guilty of treason if he or she goes to war against the United States. You mean like aiding and abetting illegals by giving them driver's license or welfare? Wait a second. A person is guilty of treason if he or she goes to war against the United States or gives aid or comfort to an enemy. Is that what's happening? Is anybody paying attention to the crimes of the illegals, by the way? Oh, my goodness. Most recently, illegal immigrant convicted of beheading girlfriend found not guilty due to mental illness. How many illegals have been busted, folks, in the United States that have been deported over and over and over again, yet they turn around and they keep coming back? Why? Because they know not there's going to be no consequence. There's no consequence. Guess what they're going to do? In the meantime, not is there not only any consequence for breaking the law here now, but they're alluring them in here to break the law. That's what's even worse about all this. It's one of those scenarios, again, that you just can't make it up. Look at this guy right here. He's another illegal. Sergio Jose Martinez, arrested in Portland Sanctuary City, they call him. There's no such thing. Okay, they're illegals, and what the politicians are doing are to be held accountable for federal law and state law for the act of treason. That's a fact. That's a fact. I believe it's federal law is 1325. Check it out. Okay, Sergio was deported 20 times. 20 times. Social media platform sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. 20 times he was deported. He was finally arrested for, guess what, friends? You can't make it up. Raping a 65-year-old woman. What does the Bible tell us we're supposed to do with rapists? We're supposed to kill them and deliver them to the Lord. Not in America. Man, just come on over here. Do whatever you want to do. We used to be called the light. We used to be called the light. And why were we called the light? Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. Because we kept the law and judgment and establishing righteousness through the judgment. Isaiah 26, verse 9. No. Now they're coming here to commit crimes. Okay. The word treason, going back to the politicians, the word treason within itself means, in general, to overthrow the government. How many times have I told you the politicians of the day, the establishment that everybody's complaining about, they're talking a talk that's not constitutional. It's a political language created to make lies sound truthful, as you all well know. Okay? It's foreign to the Constitution. What they're doing is outside of their scope of authority. Okay? They're undermining through policy the Constitution, right? We all know that. Okay? They're trying to tear down the Constitution, and they're trying to recreate it in their own image. And it just happens to be treasonous image. Treason, defined Webster's 1828, in general, it is an offense of attempting to overthrow the government of the United States. What better way to do it than to draw in illegals into your country and to give them license, driver's license? And folks, this isn't something that might happen. This isn't speculative. This is what is happening now. Matter of fact, 16 states are not... As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you the names of the states here in just a moment. Let me finish treason. It means to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance, or betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power. Let's go back to our friend in Washington, Suzanne. She was right. How come the people aren't dealing with them? You have provision in the Constitution to deal with the corrupt. It's not overthrowing the government to impeach and or to prosecute corrupt politicians. It's your duty. You're obligated before God and man to do it. You have provision in the U.S. Constitution. But they want to browbeat you. And they want you to believe that if you dare stand up against any of their clowns in the circus of politics, this is what they're going to do to you. Then let them do it. Let their cruelty swell our ranks, friends, because they are. They are. Let's go back to this. 16 states allowing, as they call them, again, this aggravates me and jacks me up more than anything itself when they play semantics, because this is exactly what they do when they try to pass unconstitutional policies. They just say, well, it's in the Constitution because I said so, though it's not there, which means they don't have the authority to do it. I got 1 minute. California is giving illegals license, driver's license. Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware. Notice where they're being, or where they're opening up their states, friends. So they're infiltrating the West Coast and the East Coast, right? Delaware, District of Columbia, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, the state of Washington. All of those said governors are committing the act of treason. They're doing the same thing in Minnesota. If it's not treason, then what is it? Besides God hailing down and raining down more judgment upon a people that refuse to take heed to his commandments. Hey, friends, let me say this. They're not suggestions. You're not going to find in Scripture where you can see the Lord suggested anything. Their commandments. I'm humored when people say, oh, the Lord asked me to do this for him today. Oh, praise be to Jesus. Did you do it? Oh, I didn't, because I feel that he's hiding me right now. No. Folks, that's not Jesus Christ of the Bible. And remember, he's the captain of our salvation. He gives orders, commandments, not suggestions. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
You love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.